What security is more important for you than Jesus? And I'm mindful of a guy some years ago. He had a nice wife, he had beautiful kids, and he'd started this company that had great possibility. And I said, how come your family comes to church alone? I don't see you very much. How come your family goes to community group alone and we don't see you there either? And what's going on? He said, well, I'm going to get there. Here's my plan. I'm going to build up this business. I got this great opportunity. I think we're going to hit the jackpot. I'm going to sell it, and then I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to totally have time for Jesus and my family. That's what I'm doing. No. You need to walk with Jesus and your family right now. That day may never come. And even if it does, you're wasting all the time between now and then to follow Jesus as a father, as a husband, with your family. He said no. His business went well. He is divorced. His family is destroyed. And the myth that he believed was, if I put security before Jesus, I can have both. No. No, you can't. Because if you worship security as an idol, as God, and you devote your whole life to it, it will fail you, disappoint you, and destroy you. And if Jesus is in first position, the rest of life will work itself out. And it doesn't mean you'll be rich. It doesn't mean you'll be successful. It doesn't mean you'll be profitable. But it does mean you'll be with Jesus, and he'll get you through it. I can promise you this man would still be married to a sweet gal, tucking his kids in at night, and not having a tragic shipwreck life that is verging on the brink of absolute disaster, as he is a guy who is beside himself with selfishness and grief and bitterness and addiction. He could have avoided all of that if for him, Jesus was just ahead of his pursuit of what he considered to be security. We want good for you. So when Jesus looks at this man and says, no, not someday I'll become a Christian and follow Jesus today. That's my exhortation to you today. Is this that day for you? That day where your whole life swings on that hinge. And someday in the future, when people ask you your story, say, my life was like this, and there was this day that I decided to follow Jesus first, and that's where everything changed. And that's what he's inviting this man to have, is that day. He's not saying hate your parents, but he's saying love God first and most.